This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Quake survivors fear aftershocks.
People last night staying in their cars or staying out in the streets because they're scared.
All clear near toxic train wreck.
I'm happy to announce that the evacuation order is now lifted.
COVID's toll in the classroom.
School is hard.
We as parents, we fighting our butts off.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For a fourth day, rescue workers are trying to get to earthquake survivors who are trapped in Turkey and Syria. Aftershocks have caused more damage and have raised fears. The death toll has climbed to more than 16,000. Here's CBS's Chris Livesay.
The earthquake killed Abdullahi Mwani's wife and buried him alive. 72 hours fending off exposure, hypothermia, and unimaginable grief. The unseasonable cold, as much as 15 degrees lower than normal, has made the catastrophe even more lethal, says the World Health Organization.
We've got a lot of people who have survived now out in the open, and in worsening and horrific conditions. We've got major disruption to fuel and electricity supplies, communication supplies, the basics of life.
International relief is pouring in, including two search and rescue teams from the U.S., Ambassador Jeff Flake tells us.
We also have a couple of Blackhawks, the machinery, you know, to cut through concrete and rebar, and the dogs to try to find those survivors still there.
Help that cannot come quickly enough. My mother, father, and brother are under the rubble, Salim Ekimin cries. There's been no sound from them for days. None.
A day after stopping in the UK and France, Ukraine's President Zelensky has told European Union leaders in Brussels, "We are defending you against the most anti-European force of the modern world." Referring to Russia, some leaders are making additional military commitments to Ukraine. The Navy and Coast Guard have recovered most of the debris from a Chinese spy balloon off South Carolina. CBS's David Martin spoke to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about what was done as the balloon went cross-country.
All of our strategic assets, we made sure that were buttoned down and movement was limited so that we didn't expose any capability unnecessarily.
The Pentagon says the balloon is part of a large surveillance program conducted by China for several years. In North Korea today, a massive military parade.
North Korea rolled out its arsenal to mark the 75th anniversary of the founding of the army. Some of the intercontinental ballistic missiles in the parade could reach continental America. Analysts are watching the parade pictures closely for evidence that North Korea has perfected solid fuel technology, which could make it easier to hide preparations for a missile attack. Elizabeth Palmer, CBS News, Seoul.
People are returning to their homes in East Palestine, Ohio, days after a fiery, toxic train derailment. Mayor Trent Conaway.
The number one goal was public safety, and we accomplished that. Nobody was injured. Nobody died.
During Governor Mike DeWine's news conference about the train last night, a TV reporter doing a live shot in another part of the room was handcuffed and arrested by police. DeWine says he did not authorize it.
A reporter should be allowed to report live or to tape anywhere in this press conference.
The reporter was released several hours later. Testimony about the crime scene is expected today in the double murder trial of disbarred South Carolina lawyer Alex Murdoch. CBS's Nikki Batiste says the jury has heard a story of financial fraud.
Paralegal Annette Griswold described a paper trail of missing client fees, including charges related to what the firm called the Ferris case. But she said she put those fears on hold when Murdoch's wife and son were murdered.
Were you at all concerned about finding out what happened to these Ferris fees after that happened?
What Ferris fees? That was the furthest thing on my mind.
Griswold said it wasn't until 3 months later that she found a fraudulent check in Murdoch's files and reported it.
I was hurt. I was angry.
One of the former business associates Murdoch allegedly defrauded described seeing him at his family's wake.
He was a broken man. He was very upset.
And just minutes later,
we have to evacuate the building.
Courthouse personnel received a bomb threat, suspending proceedings for more than 2 hours.
Damage is reported in parts of southeast Louisiana after an apparent tornado. This man was in a gas station.
We kind of like felt the building kind of like shaking, and it was real loud, and with the wind kind of picked up, and we kind of could see through the glass where it wasn't really safe.
Some minor injuries reported. Disney calls it a significant transformation, $5.5 billion in cutbacks that include 7,000 layoffs. That's about a third of the workforce. A new Stanford University analysis finds hundreds of thousands of students left public schools during the pandemic and did not resume their studies anywhere else. High schooler Kehlani Taylor Cribb in Cambridge, Massachusetts is one of them.
I was really struggling with my mental health. Once again, I just felt really alone. And my teachers, they never tried to get personal with me.
A new federal report says 49% of public school students began this academic year behind grade level in at least one academic subject. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's been hospitalized after feeling lightheaded while attending a Democratic retreat. First tests indicate he did not suffer a new stroke. The 53-year-old Fetterman did have a stroke during his campaign last year. We heard yesterday from Damar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills safety who went into cardiac arrest on the field a little over a month ago and has made a strong recovery. He accepted the NFL Players Association Award for Community Service.
Giving back to my community has always been a big part of who I am. Thankful to my father who's right here behind me.
The union's medical director said he guarantees that Hamlin will play pro football again. The Brooklyn Nets have traded their second superstar in a week.
Durant on the attack, banks it in!
Reports say former league MVP Kevin Durant is being sent to the Phoenix Suns. Colin Ward-Henninger of CBS Sports is not surprised.
Probably saw the writing on the wall after the Kyrie Irving trade. You had a feeling it wasn't going to be enough to keep Kevin Durant around. Remember, the Phoenix Suns were on his list of teams at the top when he made a trade request over the summer.
Kyrie Irving, traded away earlier in the week, had 24 points to lead Dallas to a win in his Mavericks debut. Whether it's in the air or on the ground, it's clear we're on the move again.
The UN's International Civil Aviation Organization is forecasting what it's calling a complete and sustainable recovery. It says air travel will reach pre-COVID levels on most routes by the end of the first quarter and even go above 2019 numbers by 3% by year's end. Uber is already seeing demand rise as the company reports revenues in the fourth quarter jumped 50% to more than $8 billion. The ride-sharing company says it picked up and dropped off nearly a million riders an hour in the quarter ending December 31st. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Police in New Zealand would like to know the travel history of 3.5 tons of cocaine found floating in the Pacific Ocean. It's believed to have been left there by an international drug smuggling syndicate. No arrests have been made, but the seizure is a financial blow to producers and distributors of the drug. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.